The Bird Show.
If there's one thing about Jeff is he can make the most random comments about the most random activities during the day. This is just one of them that he saw over at Cow Tippers one night.
We went to dinner at Cow Tippers, and which is still one of my all-time favorite restaurants in Atlanta. It's one of the first restaurants I went to. And I had an experience there that I...
At Cow Tippers?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, do tell.
It was enlightening.
It changed your life forever?
I mean, I know this story sounds promising.
I've been going back and forth and trying to debate whether or not I should tell the story on the air because I don't know if it's offensive or rude or anything. But then I realized that...
You're Jeff.
Well, it involves
different from any other time.
It involves a deaf guy. So really, how can I offend him?
You won't offend him because he won't be listening. But
I mean,
you know,
if somebody's...
It's like making an Amish joke. I mean, they're not going to call up.
Yeah, they're
complaining.
Not listening. Right. So Jessica and I, we went to Cow Tippers Friday night for dinner, and it was packed. We weren't there right at the height of packedness. And
don't say that about sure. Cow Tippers. Right.
You know, I didn't even go near that joke, Melissa.
Yeah, I was on my way.
No.
So we backed into Cow Tippers.
So we had to park down the hill behind Smith's, and we're walking up, and we're following these two guys who are also going to Cow Tippers, and clearly one or both of them is deaf because they're communicating using sign language. So we follow them into the restaurant, and we get our table, and they get theirs, and we get our dinner, and we're having dinner. And, after the meal, I have to use the bathroom. So as you can imagine, at Cow Tippers, the men's room is packed, and the women's room is...
Okay, once again, be very careful.
It's crowded, Jeff. Right. The men's room is crowded.
There are a lot more men using the bathroom than women, so there's a bit of a wait for the men's room. So we're, you know, waiting in line and whatever, and then, a toilet opens up, so I... step up, take care of what I got to do, and then I am at the sink washing my hands, and there's a line that is formed to the left of the sink of maybe two or three guys who are waiting for a toilet to open up, and the door to come into the bathroom is like at the end of this line, and the last guy, the guy closest to the door, is the guy that I saw communicating with sign language, you know, when we walked up.
Okay. Yeah.
So as I'm washing my hands, a guy, I saw this out of the corner of my eye, somebody came in the bathroom about a million miles an hour, and that door swung open and caught the deaf guy right in the side of the face.
Oh.
Hit him hard. Now, that's not funny. That hurts, you know? So that wasn't funny. But do you remember during the movie E.T., the noise that E.T. made when he was in the shed and he got caught? And then he took off running down the street with his arms in the air.
Right.
Right down the road.
Yeah.
That's what our friend did. To the point where a guy, while using the toilet, looked out of the stall to see if everything was okay. I think I jumped, and everybody in the bathroom, it was trying to stifle laughter. Now, is it rude at all to, I mean, he didn't. Is that rude?
The sound? You're making fun of the sound that he made?
Just the whole experience in general. Just the, you know, the swing of the door. Whack. Boom. the whole 5 seconds, the whole package.
I think it's the E.T. reference that just made.
And then he threw his hands in the air and he ran out of Cow Tippers with his neck really high.
The Bird Show.